This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so George, what's happening in the world of motoring?
Africa is going to be producing a new car brand called Muriza.
What is it?
Who? Muriza. So I don't know why we have to choose complicated names like that.
Marilise.
Yeah, except, yeah.
Maeve.
Is it Marilise? Are we making a bicycle called the Marilise?
It could very well be. I mean, it looks like a standard car, if you ask me.
That looks like a very boring standard car.
Yeah.
But we're going to produce it on this continent?
On this continent, it's apparently going to be hailed for your car for Africans. So it's a group of Africans who've got together, and the initial product was born from a joint venture with Iran's second biggest car company.
Iran.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Maybe it's a tank.
No, I don't like this. This is, again, one of those soft bigotry of low expectation things where we're meant to like celebrate that we're producing something that's kind of below average looking at those pictures.
I must be honest, I
wouldn't want one.
No.
No, neither would I.
I want an electric car. I don't know why we're making ICE vehicles, but
that thing looks like a piece of rubbish. So
I think they're going to come against some fierce competition when it comes to the 50 odd brands that are already in South Africa. So we've got some strong brands: VW, BMW, Mercedes are the top search for brands in South Africa.
Yeah, one wants one of these. It's not going to help. It's not going to sell.
I don't know.
Nah.
We'll see.
Nah.
We'll see. On to something more exciting.
Hong Kong.
When last have I heard that term? Hong Kong. Where does that actually come from? I should Google it.
It's like township slang for a fake, a fake bag or a fake pair of shoes or a fake whatever. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Sounds like Chinese.
Mm. Mm. Well, it's probably because a lot of the Hong Kong is made in China.
So, I don't know if you've noticed, probably in the later cars that you've driven, that there is no handbrake.
Yeah, I'm driving an electric car at the moment, which is interesting, and I'll talk about it later on when I've experienced it a bit more. But
you've run out of charge.
Well, I've been charging. I get a little bit nervous when it drops below like 20%, because then I could be in trouble. But otherwise, it's been a dream, and I've noticed even that has a little
button.
A little button, yes, that you press for the handbrake.
I see.
So most cars are coming with those buttons. Jaguar, Land Rover, Lexus, Mercedes, and Porsche have also already switched the electronic handbrake device. And within the next 2 or 3 years, I think you won't see the mechanical handbrake anymore.
It is quite archaic. It's like rolling down windows. It's a whole physical movement that you've got to do.
And believe it or not, you can still buy cars with those rolling down windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still
buy
cars with those rolling down windows. So those will be gone in a couple of years. And then I don't know if you saw the viral video of the woman speeding away with a cop clinging to her bonnet.
Well, we've been talking about it the whole of yesterday and the whole of today. What information? Apparently she's been arrested.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently the policewoman was writing out a ticket for her talking on her cell phone.
Oh, my word.
And then she decided to speed off with her on her bonnet.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are crazy. That's really not a good idea. There are better ways to deal with a traffic cop you don't like.
Yeah. I was pulled over the other day in a roadblock, just a routine roadblock. And I knew my license disc had expired a month before, and I didn't have a new one. So I was going through it, going, don't pull me over, don't pull me over.
And that's the first thing they check.
Almost got through, and he stopped me.
Oh.
And I have a temporary license at the moment because my license isn't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get that out the boot. And he said, your disc is expired. Temporary license, sir. So I said, well, my it's not ready yet. I've been.
Like, what's that got to do with anything when a temporary license is very valid?
Exactly. Yeah. So he said, look, I'm going to have to fine you R1,000 for your license disc. He said, can you afford it? So I said, no, I can't. I was waiting for a bribe situation to happen, but it didn't.
Yeah.
He saw a dog basket in my car where I usually have Joey as my co-pilot. And he said, oh, have you got animals? I said, yeah, I've got 4 cats and a dog.
He thought, shame, cat lady, let her go.
He said, you know what? I really like people who have animals because it shows you that they are good, respectful, and loving people.
Wow.
And he gave me back my license while he was talking and said, I have a colleague who trained dogs and, gee, I love dogs. I wish I could have one. Anyway, have a nice day.
Wow. You got away with that based on your
dog
friendliness to animals. That's unbelievable.
But also, he's
never happened
he's
to
so
me.
Cognizant of the fact that everyone's battling at the moment,
sure.
Money-wise.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't like to fine people.
Right.
But what did I do? I drove straight to the post office and got my license disc.
Well, at least he got his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a nice way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Leanne. It had a positive result.
It did.
Hmm.
I didn't drive off with him on my bonnet.
I usually leave going, ah, fuck you. I'm not getting my license, you bastard.
No, I'm like, you know me, I'm a conformist.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that we've just got to be a little bit understanding, too, about the fact that these traffic cops, they don't derive pleasure out of having to stand there and find innocent people guilty of small offenses and write out fines. It must be backbreakingly boring. Mm. And I don't think it's exciting work for them, and they don't necessarily thrive on it. I think they have important things to do, like stop people who are hijacking cars, and they have roadblocks where they try to find people who've got contraband or, God forbid, a dead body in the boot or whatever else. And, you know, these are important things that we need to do and support these people if they're not stepping over the bounds of their own authority.
Yeah.
Then be respectful and have some decency, like be polite.
I mean, it's always the minority that make it bad for everybody. And you know, humans by nature, are they bad? I don't think so. By nature, you know, you get some humans that are just appalling, but surely inside a human being they know when they're doing right and wrong.
And you'll be surprised if you're just polite and you're respectful.
You'll get the nice side.
You will. Yeah. You'll bring out the best in that person. Anyway, that moral lesson was brought to you by George and Leanne and I.
Here we go.
What else?
That's it. Short and sweet. George. I'm going on my weekend.
Yes, tell us about your weekend, because George has been teasing me with all kinds of stories about his plane. Go on.
Yeah. So every year about this time, we as recreational pilots, as we call it, we're weekend pilots. We get together in a place called Numbi, which is in Hazy View near to the Kruger Park. You know Hazy View.
I go every year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year, we all descend on Hazy View. There's a hotel there with a runway on the hotel's property.
Yeah.
And it's just south of the Crocodile River of the Kruger Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's between the Crocodile River of the Kruger Park. Then you get Hazy View and the Numbi Hotel. And then further north, you'll get God's Window. And that area. And we all take our airplanes and we go and fly over God's Window down the Crocodile River looking for animals. And a lot of the animals come out of the Kruger Park. Well, not out of the Kruger Park, but down to the river. And you're not allowed to fly into the Kruger Park with a private airplane or over the Kruger Park. And there are security that will take your registration and get your license taken away. So we fly just off the river, but low enough to be able to see the animals.
Beautiful. But you told me, George said that there's this point on the escarpment where you go over at God's Window and it feels like the whole earth is just sunk away.
Dropped.
And and you basically feel your stomach goes up into your throat. That must be just the best feeling.
It is absolutely amazing. The earth literally drops off a cliff on God's Window. Have you ever walked on God's Window? It's over there. We go flying over the edge of the escarpment.
If you want to experience the hippos up close, you can go to the Sabi River Sun.
Yeah.
And at about 4 or 5 o'clock at night, they start gathering.
Whoa.
And they just all wade and mate and grunt.
I didn't know this, but I found out the other day, two male hippos win a fight based on who can open their mouth the widest.
Yes.
I mean, how bizarre.
You'll see them doing that a lot when humans approach because they're showing their power.
Yeah. And they don't fight to the death or try and rip each other apart. It's like, I can open my mouth wider than yours.
Yeah.
Sounds like humans.
Let's not get all fisticuffy. I'll just show you my teeth.
All right, everybody. Have a happy day. Thank you very much, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.